Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Love talking to Kevin Turner from one of many radio stations you can hear on the radio.com F105.3, The Fan in Dallas. We're going to learn more about Cole Beasley when we have Kevin on with us right now. Kevin, appreciate your time here in the sports bar. How you been?
Absolutely. I've been doing great, guys. Good to join you guys again.
Yeah, Kevin, we started yesterday on our show. We had this conversation about, you know, how the Bills' receiving core, who's going to get the most targets. And the one we're having trouble putting our finger on is Cole Beasley, because you have some experts saying he's going to lead the team in receptions. Other people aren't so sure. In your opinion, what exactly did the Buffalo Bills buy here in wide receiver Cole Beasley?
Well, Cole Beasley is a mismatch type of guy because you can't cover him one-on-one. Now, there will be teams, I'm not saying people are going to pay attention to him like teams pay attention to Antonio Brown and DeAndre Hopkins, but whenever he is on the field, he garners attention at all times because from an intermediate standpoint, he's just uncoverable. I mean, he's so quick in and out of his breaks, he gets separation at all times, which is going to be very helpful for a young quarterback in Josh Allen as well. So you're getting a guy who's not going to take it to the house from he's not going to be a threat 30, 40 yards down the field, but he is going to be a chain mover. He is going to be a guy who does a lot of the little things that might not go noticed in the box score really well, and you're going to love having him on your team because he's a really fun player. And I tell you what, you're going to have a joy watching safety, cornerbacks. If a team tries to throw a linebacker out there on him, which happened a few times, you're going to see their ankles break because Cole Beasley will route them up at all times.
Yeah, I mean, my eyes tell me, Kevin, that he's 7'11". He's always open, which will help Josh Allen. And you know, one of the faults of Josh Allen is his accuracy in that 5 to 10 yard range. Well, it's a little bit easier to be accurate when you're throwing to a receiver who's always open.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, though, we dealt with here in Dallas is that Dak Prescott, one of his questions is accuracy. I think the narrative on his accuracy is quite a bit overblown. I think Dak's more accurate than he gets credit for. But I remember Cole telling us, you know, a few years ago, and that was kind of the year of the Romo back injury, Dak coming in, and Cole Beasley was in love with Dak. So I think he's going to help a young quarterback quite a bit. I think it's going to be awesome. I think he's going to be very patient with a young quarterback. The one thing Cole wants is he wants someone to trust him. He wants the organization, like Buffalo did, paying him the money, say, no, I think you could be on the field at all times. I don't think you need to come off the field. The Cowboys would take him off the field sometimes and throw out a blocking wide receiver, tight end, hybrid guy because they didn't want him on the field on, you know, a few run plays, you know, because blocking, like, Cole's tiny. It's not no secret. He's not going to help you blocking very much, but he will try. And he will get his hands on defenders. He will get in the way a little bit. So Cole just wants the respect. He wants targets. He wants opportunities. And he wasn't getting that in Dallas.
Kevin Turner, our guy, 105.3, The Fan in Dallas, joining us. So the flip side, whenever you get a player in free agency, Kevin, you wonder, well, why did this team give up on this player? What would you say were the main factors? You mentioned the money, maybe a little bit. Was it perhaps Cole Beasley talking too much on social media? Was it just simply the Cowboys took a look at things and, you know, they think they can upgrade at that position?
I think it's a simple factor of how much was Cole asking for and how old is Cole Beasley. The Cowboys were willing to have Cole back at a small deal, but when they were able to replace him at 1 year and $5 million for Randall Cobb, I think, you know, it was a pretty easy decision for them. Now, that happened after Cole went other places. The Cowboys, the way I've kind of been told that this worked out, is the Cowboys jumped in kind of last minute to Cole and his agent and kind of said, hey, what do you think now? Here's another offer. And it was just a little bit more than what they were offering, and it wasn't much. And Cole and his agent were like, and screw you guys. I'm sorry. I'm getting offered here in Buffalo. It's gone. But I think the writing was kind of on the wall for Cole, not so much because of the social media stuff. I know that stuff gets headlines and stuff. But I think just in the locker room, he's not a bad guy by any means. Don't take this the wrong way. But he got frustrated, you know, multiple times during his tenure here. And at some point, it's like, hey, man, we've moved on to Dak, and we got Amari Cooper in here. Michael Gallup is a rookie. It's just sometimes you've been there for a while, and it's just time to break up. And I think that's kind of what happened here in Dallas.
Is that fair, though? I mean, and I don't know the full story of Cole Beasley, but, you know, he's somebody that went undrafted and that the Cowboys essentially coaxed into continuing his football playing career. I mean, if I'm Cole Beasley, I wouldn't be salty at the organization that gave me this opportunity, this chance to showcase my ability and ultimately make me a millionaire.
Yeah, I think it's a situation where it goes back to preliminary discussions of a contract extension that go back before the year even started last year. Training camp last year, the Cowboys gave him an offer that was kind of offensive to Cole. And that's kind of where it all started. It was, okay, well, I know it's my last year here. You know, it's essentially, I compare it to like a one-and-done college basketball player. And they don't play it all on the line very often. You know, they're going to the NBA. So it's that type of thing. And I didn't think Cole wasn't trying. Cole was definitely laying it on the line. But the frustration had set in before the season even started because he had gotten an offer that was, you know, kind of offensive to him. And they had gone with a game plan, by the way, of saying, you know what, we're going to go wide receiver by committee here. Allen Hurns come in. We've cut Dez Bryant, Cole Beasley, and it just didn't work. Like, it just failed. There's no other way to put it besides that it failed. But it was like, Cole Beasley's our number one wide receiver, technically, and you guys weren't really treating me like that, giving me the opportunities of a number one. And the offense struggled because he's not a number one. He is a great supplemental piece.
Does he have the, and for lack of a better word, the diva mentality when it comes to this number one? I mean, is there anything to that? We're not used to having a receiver like that up in Buffalo. At least it's been a few years here, Kevin.
No, not at all. He's not at all that guy. He's not at all. He just wants opportunity. He is a permanent chip on the shoulder guy. And you could say that. It's a very generic term I just used. I know that because a lot of athletes are that way. But he's been a guy who's been told he can't do it his entire life because he's too small or because he's a white guy or whatever, you know, all that stuff. Like, he's a hell of an athlete, and he just didn't get the opportunities he thought he deserved in Dallas. And I don't think that this carries over. I think you're going to get a guy, assuming his health is fine. I've worried about ankles and hamstrings with him, just like I worry about all those small slot wide receiver guys, those kind of muscle injuries. I worry about that as they get older. That's something that would concern me more about Cole than any of that personality stuff. Cole's a good dude.
Yeah, well, we have a core muscle injury to worry about here during OTAs. He's just kind of sitting off to the side because he had surgery in the offseason. Kevin Turner, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, our sister station, whom you can hear on the radio.com app. Kevin, let's talk while we have you just a little bit about what's going on, Big D. Will somebody in Dallas tell Zeke Elliott who he is and he can't keep doing this to himself?
You know, Zeke does a horrible job of building up goodwill, like he did, like all offseason. Okay, let's do some cool things. We're giving the charitable causes. We're really out in the public, and then it all looks very fraudulent after last week. Zeke's not going to change. That is going to happen, and I think he's kind of lucky here because, okay, first of all, that specific music festival, one that he and Joey Bosa back at Ohio State used to like to attend at all times. I mean, those guys got Noah Spence kicked out of school, basically. Okay? Like, he's hanging out at the EDM music festival, stumbling around like a psycho, and just, he got away with it, man. He didn't do anything. Like, the guy flopped. It's not some egregious thing, but Zeke cannot put himself in that position, because if you look at the decision when they suspended him for 6 games a couple years ago, when the NFL suspended him, Part A says you're suspended for 6 games. Part B said no more adverse altercations with a law enforcement official. That could lead to a suspension or your banishment from the NFL. And a security guard at an event is a law enforcement official. So I think he's lucky if he skates through this and without any punishment.
Oh, boy, just get to training camp here. Kevin Turner, 105.3, the Fan in Dallas. I mean, Dallas so interesting for so many different reasons. And, gosh, we haven't even gotten to the quarterback. But before we get to Dak Prescott, Jason Witten, what is a realistic expectation for the tight end coming out of retirement?
You know, for anyone else, I would say nothing. But for Witten, I mean, you look at Witten's last 5 years before he retired, and there's 60, 70 catch season, kind of 600-yard guy. He is kind of what he is, just like that, kind of a plodding guy. He's never going to be some, like, game-changing guy. So I do think he can come back and be that because he has had time to work himself back into shape. It does make me nervous. I think just a prime example of a guy who got offered a long-term job that he wasn't qualified for and really couldn't turn it down. Like, look, I would love to go host The Price is Right. I'm probably not qualified to do that, but if I was offered to go host The Price is Right, I would quit radio in a heartbeat. Like, I think we all would, whether or not we're qualified to do it or not. Although I think we might be qualified now that Drew Carey's on The Price is Right. But, yeah, I don't know what the expectations are for Witten. Anywhere between 40, 50 catches, I think that's what it'll be.
He's making the team, though, right?
Oh, yeah, he's tight end one. He's never coming off the field.
Wow.
He's stunning the growth of the other tight end.
Amazing. Let's talk about Dak Prescott for a second. Kevin Turner of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Are the Cowboys really going to pay up for Dak Prescott at this point?
Sure are. You sure are. Yeah. Why not? Okay, so full disclosure, guys. Full disclosure. You're talking to a guy who is in the middle of this lightning rod town here, and I am a Dak supporter. Okay, I'm a Dak supporter because he did something in his first 3 years. I know team wins aren't a stat. The Cowboys had 3 straight winning seasons. Go look up how many times they did that with Romo. It ain't a lot. Yeah. It didn't happen very often.
Well,
it's alternating back and forth.
I appreciate that, Kevin. And I can understand that. Dak is good. I just worry that by paying him what I think they're going to pay him, how does that hurt the rest of the roster? And we've seen this time and time again in the NFL when you overpay at one position. It's hard to field a competitive team because the other parts of the team suffer.
And this is where it's all up to the team to draft right. Okay, you have to draft well. The teams that get away with it always find a way to draft well. You look at Green Bay. Well, Green Bay hasn't been drafting well. In fact, they got their GM fired. They paid Aaron Rodgers. Why didn't they make the playoffs last year? Well, A, he was hurt. B, they haven't been drafting a good roster around him. The Seahawks have not been drafting a good roster. The Atlanta Falcons have struggled a little bit in keeping a good solid. They've been good, but keeping a great roster. It's hard to do, but the options here just aren't a thing. The Cowboys wanted Paxton Lynch. They wanted Connor Cook in that draft. Dak was a miracle. The Jones family has not drafted a quarterback besides Troy Aikman, who was the number one pick in the draft, and then Dak, who fell into their lap in the fourth round. It's a 30-year span. Romo was found by Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Okay, because he went to the same college. All right, the guy, and even more dangerous, and this is why I tell all the people here in Dallas, the alternative is not good. There is no alternative. You can't just start over here. It's not going to happen. The guy who wanted Dak Prescott the most, and I'm not being morbid here, he's dead now. Wade Wilson, he died last year, but he was Dak's biggest supporter and helped get Dak drafted in the fourth round for this team. The Cowboys, no matter what, they've done a great job of drafting all around. They have not done a good job of drafting quarterbacks, and they got lucky with Dak. I mean, Jerry had comments saying that he regrets not that night of the draft. I hope I don't regret not trading into the first round to get Paxton Lynch. Like, who's Paxton Lynch? Like, what? I think he's the backup at Seattle now, but he was out of the league for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just they're not going to find anyone better than Dak, so you have to do it. And the market is now 30. And that's where we have to trick our brains. Just like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, we were tricking our brains to talk about the $20 million quarterback. It's what it is. Hey, guys, Josh Allen. Hey, we're 3 years away.
Oh,
getting a $35 to $40 million contract.
He's got to show something before we have that conversation, Kevin. He's got to show something. I mean, look, you're right. Three straight winning seasons for Dak Prescott. You can have this conversation, even though at times your eyes trick you into believing that Dak Prescott, you know, can't do it on his own. And I think where I struggle is those six games when Zeke wasn't on the field. Dak didn't look like the same quarterback. He didn't look like the quarterback that could carry that team that you need. Well, I mean, in Dallas, it's always worked, right? You need the triplets. You need a strong quarterback. You need a good run game. And you need a top-flight wide receiver, which brings us to Amari Cooper. And what can you tell us as far as an update on his contract negotiation?
He'll get a deal done, too. Their plan is to pay the triplets. Now, Zeke could screw that up with off-the-field stuff, but that's their plan, is to have triplets moving forward and to keep replenishing the offensive line. So then the weapons, there's never a discussion with that. So Cooper will get a deal. I think 18 is probably the number, and that will be Beckham range. But the idea is to get this deal done before the Michael Thomas deal, because Michael Thomas is probably going to reset the market the same way Patrick Mahomes next offseason is going to blow up the quarterback market. So when they're allowed to discuss an extension, I think Kansas City will do it early. So they're playing too. They've mentioned the one player they've mentioned budgeting money for is Zeke. So I think they'll pay Zeke as well, as long as he stays out of trouble. They want to keep that together. They want to draft heavy on defense and continue to draft on the offensive line. And that's how they replenish everything. That's their goal. They paid DeMarcus Lawrence too to rush the passer. So they've paid their big players, and now this is how it works. I'm not a believer, though, in that you can't win with a $30 million quarterback, because I believe if you draft well and you continue to make shrewd decisions like not paying Cole Beasley and giving Randall Cobb a one-year deal at $5 million, you save yourself quite a bit of money there to get what will probably be the same amount of production. So little things like that are going to be huge for the team.
Kevin, couldn't you make the same argument at the running back position? I mean, you could pay Zeke Elliott, you know, what he believes he's worth when you can actually get that kind of production by drafting a running back in the third or fourth round any given year.
Oh, yes. So you said, now I'm the guy who doesn't ever want to pay a running back ever. Even if they're as special as Zeke is, I'm the guy who thinks running backs are replaceable. And they are. And you guys know this. The running back is replaceable. The quarterback is not replaceable most of the time. The quarterback's not replaceable. The hardest thing to replace, the player that's going to not get the deal, it will be Byron Jones, the cornerback. And they can still franchise him. But he just had hip surgery in the offseason, and then it's been leaking out. Well, we want to make sure that hip's right before we start giving him money. Like, he's the guy that's not going to get paid. Mm-hmm. And they'll just continue to draft cornerbacks and things like that. But obviously, some guys can't get paid. I mean, we know how it works. It's just picking and choosing the right guys. Because it looks bad if one guy comes in that you paid a lot and sucks. That's where, one guy can mess it up. And it's dangerous water to be in, but the NFL has created this market thanks to guys like Alex Smith and thanks to guys like Kirk Cousins not winning games and thanks to guys like Jimmy Garoppolo. They've created this market where average to slightly above average quarterbacks can go and change the entire complexity of your roster.
We're talking to Kevin Turner, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. To me, Jason Garrett is the guy who does just enough to keep his job, where, hey, you got to the playoffs, you can't let him go. Jason Garrett, is he on the hot seat this year, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no contract extension, and the Cowboys have said, and by Cowboys, I see Stephen Jones, who runs the team now, has said, we got to take the next step. Well, to me, taking the next step, if you look at where they were last year, the final eight, the next step is the final four. So the Cowboys have to make it to the NFC Championship game in order for Jason Garrett to keep his job. I'm not a Garrett fan. I think there are some positives that no one talks about with Jason Garrett, but I'm not a Garrett fan. But if I was Jason Garrett's defense attorney, I would say winning record for the last 5 years. Have another winning record this year, 5 of the last 6 years. Smooth transition from our franchise quarterback to a new franchise quarterback, helping with the offense. So he's got some arguments that he can make. You know, if they have a winning record this year, 4 straight winning seasons, and I got fired, that type of thing. But it comes down to it, dude, he's been here since like 2007. You know, I think it was when he started coaching here. And will they allow the offense to change? I don't know if Garrett is going to let Kellen Moore, the new offensive coordinator, have a lot of say. There's a lot of positivity right now with Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore is going to have motion. He's going to have more college-type formations and things like that. John Kitten has been brought in to be the quarterback coach, and he is a very firm and assertive guy that everyone likes. But how much, in the end, will Garrett let those guys take over the offense and morph it into something that can take the offense to the next level? That's the big question. And I tend to think that Garrett won't allow that, and I tend to think the Cowboys don't make the NFC Championship game. The Cowboys do make the playoffs, and Jason Garrett is on the street looking for a new job next year.
Wow. So the expectation, or at least what you're laying out, is that the Cowboys are a playoff team, and that won't be enough to keep Jason Garrett employed in Dallas.
I don't think so. But, hey, you know, like I said, Stephen Jones runs the team now. So if Stephen goes in there, Jerry could put up a fight for his guy Jason. That could maybe happen. But I think they're ready to move on if they don't take the next step to the Final Four, the NFC Championship game.
Kevin Turner, 105.3, the Fan in Dallas, where the Cowboys, it's the Cowboys, I would have to imagine, than everything else there. I mean, we could ask about the Stars. I guess we could ask about the Mavericks. you got a new stadium being built for the baseball team down there. Is that going to be is that going to be baseball's version of Jerry World, Kevin?
No, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be that extravagant, but it's going to be very nice. They've always needed something in Arlington where we are. You know, you have Dallas, and then you have Fort Worth. Fort Worth, I think, is the 13th biggest city in the United States now. I just saw that. And then right in the middle is Arlington, right by the stadium. The new stadium is nice. It's giving the feel of a downtown ballpark. But, you know, it's just not we're yet to see. The Rangers won 67 games last year. Now, they quit before the season started because they all hated their manager. But they've got a new manager now, Chris Woodward, who everyone likes. And they're 24-23, which is a step up, second place in the division right now. And the Rangers have garnered a little bit of interest. They've got a young, fun team. They're going to make some moves in the offseason as they transition into a new stadium. And it will be kind of like walking distance from Jerry World. And I think they'll do some kind of events with a Ranger day game into a Cowboy night game or whatever, things like that. But it's not going to be as extravagant. It is going to have a dome because you cannot go watch this baseball team in the summer. I mean, if you go, it's almost like against the law to like go to a Ranger game in the summer with your kids. Like, it's like bad parenting. It's just danger. You can't put them out in the sun. It's just too hot.
Well, I love it. Love hearing about it. Kevin Turner, 105.3, the Fan in Dallas. Good with his time. Glad you were able to carve some out for us this afternoon, Kevin. We can learn a little bit more about Cole Beasley and everything that's going on in Big D. And if you want more of Kevin and his station, of course, the radio.com app, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Kevin, enjoy your weekend, bud. Thanks for making some time for us.
Absolutely. Anytime. I love you guys. Take care.
Kevin Turner, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And tell me the Cowboys aren't. They're always interesting, right? America's team, but you have numerous storylines, and you have a team that, got to the playoffs last year.
Any red flags on Cole Beasley based on that conversation?
He did say nice things about the personality, but if he said Randall Cobb is a better option, if you're just weighing the money,
better value, I would say he's a better value, right? So if you view Randall Cobb as, or if you view that position as, this is what we're looking for out of that position, a guy at one year $5 million versus what Cole Beasley is asking for is a better value, you can't fault them for making that move.
But Randall Cobb to me is shot at this point. I mean, he's kind of, you'd have to prove it to be wrong on that.
I mean, maybe in the role that they had him in Green Bay, he was shot. I don't know. Cole Beasley, to me, feels like a Buffalo Bill kind of player, like a Sean McDermott kind of process kind of guy. I mean, this guy has been told his whole life, you're too small, you're white, you're not fast enough, you're undrafted now.
Well, and probably the team looked at, the Cowboys looked at him as always being that guy, and they're not going to overpay for him. Jeez, if it wasn't for us, he wouldn't be in this league to begin with.
Right.
But Dak Prescott, funny how he brought up what is the one thing Dak accuracy with Prescott. Remember that, him coming out. And boy, did when Brett Prescott took over, did they use Cole Beasley to his maximum talent? Probably not. So why do we think that we're so much smarter up here in Buffalo that Cole Beasley all of a sudden is going to become Julian Edelman 2.0 and catch 80 balls and move the chains for the Buffalo Bills? I'd be pleasantly surprised if he led the team in receptions. If Cole Beasley is your leading receiver in Buffalo, then things are going very well, I would say. That means that, okay, then you could take shots downfield and he's moving the chains. We haven't had a moving the chains receiver here in quite some time.
If you missed that conversation or if you came in late, Kevin Turner, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. We will get that for you on demand shortly, and you'll be able to listen to it anytime at the radio.com app, ESPNRochester.com. Let's take a break here, Gino. Come back with some takes. I'll drink to that is on the way next in the sports bar. I don't know if I'm like every other Bills fan out there, but my heart skipped a beat when I was perusing NFL headlines earlier today. I'll explain why.
I'm going to do something I really don't like doing. One of our own here in Rochester, I'm going to say, don't go sign this guy. It's going to be an unpopular take, but I've seen this as an option here. Not to tease it too much. Oh, and in SportsCenter Danger, we will have a PGA update.
Yes.
Be good.
Shortly, we'll be joined by Rich Donnelly, who's been on site there at Oak Hill, soggy Oak Hill, all day. News 10 NBC's Rich Donnelly joining us next hour in the sports bar. I'll drink to that on the way next. Some takes, and you're always welcome to join us at 454 ESPN, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis, and opinion? We've got you covered. Plus, on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.